Look, I mean, I've been doing these podcasts, you know, every week for we're looking at 7, 8 years, 14, 2014. So I'm looking at this, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting these this new system, this new thing, the motivational things, yelling at people like Rocky Balboa, and it's blowing up. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, should I really keep podcasting with you? I'm genuinely asking this question. Well, the truth is, I wouldn't know how, I wouldn't be good at those videos if I wasn't here every single week talking with you. And so I know that it's not necessarily the most, you know, well-refined by podcast standards, but I know that you enjoy listening to me for whatever reason. It's stimulating. It's interesting. So I don't, in the near future, I plan on keep coming back. I just understand this between me, you, and the in Defense Post. I ask myself if this is boring to you. Is this uninteresting? Because I do this podcast. You're here every week. It slowly, slowly, slowly goes up. The number of subscribers slowly, slowly it inches up. But, you know, I yell at people like Rocky Balboa, and boom, instant success. Instant viralness. So the time it takes to edit and produce those is much, much less. Now, does that mean that I should drop this? I don't think so, because I look at that and I say, okay, well, where's the goose that lays the golden eggs? I'm good at doing those videos because I've been doing these podcasts. And so I, you know, every single week, I mean, I have over 1 million words on Amazon, which means I've gone through and refined and edited all that. If that's a lot of work, a lot of editing, and I consistently write the point, it's exactly 100 words. I mean, I can sit there and get it 80. I can have be at 87 word count, and I just instantly know the sentence I should write and drop it off at 100. Today, I wrote the point probably in 40 seconds. 40 seconds to, well, let's see. Wouldn't be, I think I thought of it in about 40 seconds. I can't type that fast. It's 80 words per minute. So maybe 2 minutes. I typed the point. I just whoop, wrote it out. It used to take me 10 minutes, maybe even 30, to try to get all the words hashed out. But once, I mean, you want to get good with words, give yourself a word limit. Write something and then cut the words in half. And now you've got to think about how to say your idea this way or that way or some other way. Well, I've been doing that. And that's why Winston Churchill was so good with words, because he would literally, you know, sit with breakfast in bed from 8:30 in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon with a nice little lady that had come over from Canada, who would sit and type his speeches for him while he was prime minister. And he would spend 1 hour preparing a speech for every minute of actually giving the speech. So a 30-minute speech would take him 30 hours to make. And because he refined his words so well, he was utterly witty. He was a wordsmith everywhere he went. It's like a swordsman with his words. So really, you are the niche. You are the practice range. You're the special group. You get the raw ideas coming out. You don't get these big things. But Avenue Ninja with these motivational speeches is coming out. I don't know when it'll be in iTunes. I've got to sort out a couple things with branding and stuff first, but Avenue.ninja is there and it's ready to go. So, well, see, I don't know how fascinating these topics are for you, but I hope to provide some type of I'm a survivor, and I do what I can, and stuff comes across my desk, and I fail and I survive and I succeed where I do. And if somehow that can be useful to you, bravo. I'm utterly happy for it. But I'm not the type of guy that'll sit there and say, okay, I'm taking 2 hours a week doing this, and I've got 200 subscribers, and then I take 30 minutes a week and do that, and I get 1,000 subscribers from it. Well, I'm going to can the first one and only do the second one. I don't think that way, because it was the first one that developed me into the second one. And failure to maintain the things that didn't have immediate results, but that built our character, failure to maintain those things is why so many businesses fail. And I just, I don't know. My solution, I suppose, I could be more interesting here is the best thing that I could do. I mean, I try to think about topics to come up with. Well, something interesting came up this week. Because I was talking with Patrick, who's writing more and more at the Times. And I don't know. I've been maintaining Pacific Daily Times for quite a long time. And I don't know. All of a sudden, there might be a demand for newspapers, and that thing could go through the roof. It could just go nuts. As far as, look, I don't know where you are, but if you want to write, if you want to blog, contact me. I'll give you a Pacific Daily Times blog. You can just, it's, you're there, write, publish it. If it's good, I'll push it to the front page, and you know, automatically I'll syndicate it. And there's a model for advertising. Like, it has its own advertising network built into it. And so, you know, you qualify for revenue. I'll sign you up for that free. It's there. It's available. If you know writers that want to do something, because one of the things with writing is it has to be collaborative. Everyone's out there trying to start their own stuff on their own. You've got the Christian game developers. There was a group of Christian game developers, and everybody wanted to be the guy that wrote the story, that designed the artwork, and coded the game. Everyone wanted to be the master guy that did it all. And this is one of the things that so many people, they have a good idea, they want to do something good in the world and make money doing it. They fail because they refuse to specialize. They don't want to focus on something specific. So me, I'm doing several different things. I control the server. I build and put up the website. I do the podcasts. I record them. And then I edit and remaster the podcasts. And then I upload them and push them forward. I'm doing all of that, but it can't be done with super excellent quality. It's something that I have to streamline. I know that I can't do it all by myself. I know that I eventually have to learn how to delegate, but when that time comes, I will be skilled in all the different areas. So I won't be delegating any jobs that I haven't done myself. I don't know. It's exhausting. It's difficult. Well, anyhow, in the 3 minutes that's left, one of the things that came up with talking with Patrick is a generation. So I'm going to talk here a little bit about sex. And the way people view sex. I mean, Jesse, why didn't you talk about this sooner? You know what I might do? I think I know what I'm going to do. Well, we'll see. I'll tell you what. If you want to go into that more, then message me. Send me any message. Shout at me on the Instagram account or send me an email. But the basic thing that's happening is this. The kids in Asia, and we're talking high school students, college, they pair up, the boys and the girls, they find someone that they're utterly in love with, and they stay together, boyfriend, girlfriend, and they have their way of announcing to the world that they've started having sex. And everybody knows when they started. And they do this largely because it enhances the rest of their time together. They don't have sex just for the passion of it all. They have sex because then when they go out to eat after, or when they're sitting at home watching movies together, it's a better time together. That's part of their whole entire perspective. It's this very holistic thing. And then they stay together. And when the boys are out at night, hanging out at night, you know, late at night, all of a sudden, one of the boys will get a message on his phone and he looks down and he goes, oh, guys, I got to go. You know why? Oh, and everyone else knows why. It's because she just got home and came out of the shower and she's like, hey, babe, bed's kind of cold, if you know what I'm saying. And so instead of it being like the man in America who's like, oh, guys, I can't play poker. She wants me home. It's not like that. It's like, I got to go. I got to go. And they're all like, get, go find her, go. You know, and so there's this excitement about it and they stay together. It's an entirely different perspective. It's an entirely different perspective. So I'm asking you, is this interesting? Do you want to hear more? You got to message me. I'll be interesting, but you got to message me. Love you tons. Keep it real. See you next week.